as you know, the industry has been working very, very aggressively to try to increase public awareness. But as you point out, we want to have some discussion at the conference. I'm a believer in ethanol, and I believe the consumer, given the opportunity to make a choice, will make a choice to support a product that is not only is the raw material grown here, but the jobs that process that raw material are here. The investment for the plants would be here in the United States. You know, it does a lot environmentally. It does a lot for rural development. I mean, it's just a really positive story to be able to tell. And whatever we can do to help that consumer make a decision, we want to do. So hopefully some of these ideas can be fleshed out at the conference that's coming up.
I would just briefly comment that we have been working with both the marketers of motor fuels, as well as the automotive manufacturers to encourage first more flex fuel vehicles or vehicles that can use ethanol will be manufactured in the future, which we think will happen as more and more people learn about them and as the companies learn about them. It is not a very expensive matter to manufacture a flex fuel vehicle compared to a standard automobile. And we have encouraged the large motor fuel refiners and marketers also to expand their interest as you in this subject area. I have pointed out to the leaders of the major oil companies that they must be under pressure from their own boards because they're seeing a growth in a product that is taking their market away and looking at it from their standpoint. And so you're seeing more and more of the big oil companies taking an interest in this field. And I think that's all to the good. It's being market-driven. We had an announcement earlier this week that the forces of both DuPont and British Petroleum are being combined to manufacture a new product, a new fuel additive that is an oxygenate called biobutanol, similar in chemical composition to ethanol, and they believe that has certain advantages over ethanol and will help the marketplace as well. So I think we're seeing a lot of very interesting things going on. And this conference, we hope, will be a good way of increasing people's knowledge. And Cindy, we just have to keep working at this in order to make sure that people understand what the opportunities are.